Our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, this morning we just want to exalt your name, O Lord. We have lift your name high, O God, above all things. We say that you reign supremely, O Lord. You are the God of yesterday, and you are the God of today, and you are the God of tomorrow, O Lord. Our hope, our trust, our faith is in you, Lord. And Lord, you, Lord, is Lord. We salute your majesty this morning, O Lord. We exalt your name, O Lord. And we join in with the angels and we sing hallelujah unto your name, O Lord. We worship you, King of Kings, Lord. We adore you, Master of all things, O Lord. Our Redeemer, our Conqueror, our Warrior, our Defender, O Lord. We worship you, Lord. We exalt your name, O Lord.
Amen.
There is none like you. Lord Jesus, we pray that your church, O Lord, before you, and our hearts rejoice before you. And we say that we are grateful, we are thankful, O Lord. Father, your word says that in all things we should give thanks. We've obeyed your word this morning, and with one accord, we are giving all the glory, all the honor that is to you, O Lord. Have your way, Lord. We thank you for being our God. Continue to be with us, O Lord. And we will never, O Lord, forget to continue to worship you, to continue to dwell in your presence, Lord. We adore you, Spirit Divine. Continue to lead us for the rest of this service. And we will give you the glory. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Goodness, gifty. At this time, our time is over by 1:38. So we're going to zoom straight into the word, which is to be presented by Elder Emmanuel Lotte. Elder, over to you.
Thank you. Father, we pray that you will have the honor to sit you out, even not to sit your place in a time like this. Amen.
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 I need you,
the whole world is looking unto us, Christians, children of God. As the word says, that we are the light of the world. And wherever there's light, darkness vanishes. You look at the whole world, there's gloominess all over. There's like darkness absolutely covering the whole world. You and I are the light. We have to stand strong, believe in the word of God and what God has said concerning his word. Shine on it and be the light wherever we find ourselves, for the world is looking at us. The world is looking unto us, and we have to be there for them. The Bible also says that we are the salt of the earth. And whenever you know that whenever there's bitterness in the food and anything, when salt gets there, salt neutralizes it and it becomes tasty. But before you and I can do that, we have to be strong. We have to know what we are believing. You and I need the word of God to be strong, to stand firm, so that we can be able to encourage others. And when we are afraid, we are in despair, how can we able to encourage somebody? The whole week has been dubbed as National Prayer Week, as we all know. And the topic we're beginning today is God is our refuge. He will heal our land. That's the subtitle. The main title is God is our refuge, and the subtitle is He will heal our land. My time is very limited, so quickly I'll go through a few scriptures, and then we'll hand over to the one who leads us in the prayers, and God will use them even to seek His face in time like this. So, if you have your Bible, shall we quickly open to Psalm 46, Psalm 46. We'll read him from verse 1 to 3, and then jump to 10 to 11. Then we'll go to Psalm 62, we'll read from verse 7 to 8. And then we'll go to 2 Chronicles 7, we'll read from verse 12 to 14. So first, Psalm 46, 1 to 3, I'm reading from the New King James. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That is like we sung in our song. We have no other God but He alone. When people are scared, people don't know what to do. They are scared, people don't know what to do. We have someone who can send. In the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous one into it. So you and I need to have that hope. The word of God is our hope, and we want to. The name of the Lord is a strong power, the righteous one in God. So are you, when the whole world is going away, they don't know what to do. How about you? Are you running to the word of God for comfort? Or you don't know what to do? He says, the verse one again, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse two, therefore we will not fear. Tell yourself, therefore I will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters draw and be troubled, like the whole world is troubled right now, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Now let's quickly go to verse 10 and verse 11 of the same Psalm 46. Still and know that I'm God. Ready, we said that God has this whole world in His hand. He knows what is going on. He has this whole wide world in His hand. He says, be still and know that I am God. In the midst of this storm, He is here. He is God. He's telling you He's God. So lean on Him. You have your God, I have your God. He is reliable, like all the songs we have sung today say. He is dependable. You can trust Him. When all else is failing, let's put our trust in this God, so that we'll be able to be strong and be able to encourage others. He says what? I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. The antidote to what is happening, the solution to what is happening, is for the whole world to turn to God. For directions, for leadership, for healing. He's the one who will do it. Verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Ready? God is our refuge. He is our help. And He will see His people. Pretty soon, this will be history. And we have something to talk about. Brethren, let us stand strong and believe that we serve a God who is faithful. Now, quickly to Psalm 62, I'm reading from verse 7 to 8. Psalm 62, 7 to 8. 62, 7 to 8, agree. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my soul, and my refuge is in God. Our refuge is in God.
Yes.
Verse 8. Trust in Him at all times. Even in times like this, brother, let us put our trust in God. Even as the leadership is giving directions, as the government is giving directions and healthcare leaders are giving directions in everything, our number one trust goes in our trust in God. And He will direct us. Everywhere that is coming in the news, everywhere is fear. Let us run to the Lord, and He will see us through. Trust in Him at all times, you people. They pour out your heart before him. God is awaiting. But in short, he will be praying. And as the God is the only one who will see us through. If he will see us through this, we'll all come out strong and we'll be there for others. So, brethren, do not despair, do not lose hope. Now, let's quickly go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12 to 14. And we will see that if you and I, if we do our part, our children of God, God would have already done his part. When we be doing our part. So, quickly, 2 Chronicles 14, I'll be reading from verse 12 to 14. This is when Solomon has done dedicating the temple he has built for the Lord. So I'm reading from verse 12. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer, like the Lord will hear our prayer today. And I'm chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. Verse 13. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to divide the land, or send pestilence among my people. Now, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name, I believe we are all Christians on the line, and we are called by the name of the Lord, will humble ourselves, if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek my face. Brother, remember Jesus, who is the King God. When he came on earth, he prayed. He prayed. After you ask yourself, ask of God, he's also praying. Prayer is very important. We get out of this true prayer. Then seek my faith. And then, from your wicked way, we are going to pray. We are going to ask for God for forgiveness. God to have mercy on this world. Whatever we have done. In the temple of this world, we ask God for forgiveness. He said, if we will turn from our wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, our God is ready to hear us. If you are ready to pray, God is ready to hear us. If we do our part, as Jeremiah 33 says, call unto me and I will hear you. I will answer you. He said we should call unto him. Brother, we are going to call on the Lord. We are going to hold God to his word. We need the word of God. We stand on the word of God and we pray. And as soon as we stand on the word of God, we quote his word to him. Believe he will not lie to us. His word are yea and amen. He will not lie to us. It's faithful. Brethren, Acts chapter 17, verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. It is the Lord who is calling us, brethren, you are protected and protected because in him we live and move and have our being. Before any virus will touch you, that's the first Jesus. The virus has to touch Jesus before it gets to you or gets to me. So you have to have that confidence that you are protected by the blood of Jesus. And that confidence, you also encourage others to know that he says the living God who has control and command over whatever is going on. We pray for God to lead and guide us and see us through this. And we pray for the world, we pray for nations, we pray for the church, we pray for God's people. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
When the God is losing hope day by day, because the news is not good, you have to be the light and the salt, like I said. The Bible says you are the light and the salt of the world. Or are we going to join the world in despair? I want us to read Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. Matthew 8, 23 to 27. You will see these disciples, they were being Jesus. Matthew 8. 23 to 27. Let me read that quickly. Okay, I'm reading that. First one was with Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. And here it is. My faith, the sea is still. Now, when he got into a boat, the disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, as he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, we are perishing. But he said to them, why are you fearful? My brother, my sister, why are we fearful? O you of little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the wind, bearing all authority in heaven and on earth, to speak to you and I, to rebuke whatever the enemy is threatening you and I with, give me this virus. And the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The disciples were in the boat with Jesus, and the storm came. I believe Jesus was aware of what was happening. I seemed to them that they were sleeping. The disciples depended first and foremost on their know-how. Because some of them have been fishing for so long, they know the weather and everything. So whatever they knew how to do, they jump on all those things. And all that is good. Before we jump on all the news and all the directions that are coming and the courses that we need to take, and everything, the first and foremost that we have to go to is the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
so they put all their know-how, their experiences, thinking of some that they don't do and all that. When all failed, then they realized that Jesus was in the boat. Hallelujah. And then they went to him, they called on Jesus to come to their head. And immediately he did. But if there are three things here, I just want us to quickly look at. And then I will yield to the one who lead us in prayer. Number one, God has power over every storm. God has power over every storm. If the wind and waves does not concern him, then they should not frighten you. Whatever is going on, my brother, my sister, should not frighten you. Be strong in the Lord. Let the word of God guide you and hold you even through this. Once again, the Lord is leading me to tell you that we'll go through this. We'll go through this storm. And our faith needs to grow in this. As the word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You must believe that God is faithful and he watches over his word to perform. That's the first one. You might not be able to change situations. You personally might not be able to do it. But you can faithfully trust in God. You and I can faithfully trust in God that God will see us through. He has not brought us this far to abandon us. Will see us through this. Number two,
yeah.
In your eyes, Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, even in this, we looking up to Jesus will see us through this. Are you looking at the size of the storm or the situation? This thing that has engulfed the whole world, are you looking at that and making that scare you? Or you are looking to Jesus? Maybe your job is in jeopardy and you are worried. But let us turn our heart and everything to Jesus and he will see us through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number three, Jesus is always in our boat. Remember that. Jesus is always in our boat. He is in the boat with us. He is seeing what is going on. It is easy to focus your fears when you can't control your future. But thankfully, Jesus knows my future, he knows your future, and he's always by our side. Hallelujah. Like I say, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whenever we find ourselves overwhelmed by life, we always have to do two things here, two choices, brethren. You and I, we have two choices. We can focus on our circumstances or fix our eyes on Jesus. If we choose to look to Jesus above everything, we will begin to see that the storms we face are not nearly as powerful as the Savior choosing to walk through the storm alongside us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not, even as a hand, do not allow the enemy to overcome you in this situation. There is legitimate concern, and we are all concerned about what is going on. But do not let this legitimate concern turn into an illegitimate worry. Brethren, children of God, the Lord is looking up to us to be strong, to depend on Him totally. Do not let this concern, we should all be concerned about what is going on. Those of us who have to work, who have to go to work in all this, you should be concerned. But we should not let this legitimate concern turn into an illegitimate worry. God is in control. He who has called you is faithful. He who has called me is faithful. He will watch over his word to perform. He will never fail you. He will never fail me. God bless you. Amen.
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 God bless you.